Bushu nende na we magani dug. Beshko benesia kwe indigo. Mang indu dem. Ga osa squaji me kag indun jaba. Ga misqua wako kag inda. The universe knows me as one Thunderbird woman. I'm from Leech Lake Nation and I live in the beautiful east end of Cass Lake, Minnesota. Elaine Fleming Nindishina Kaz. They call me Elaine Fleming here. That's my colonized name. So then I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. And so I've been talking about what happened to Star Island, how we used to own that land, how we used to live out there, and how we lost it to the people who now live out there. Well, we lost it to the Chippewa National Forest. They took it over in 1908. And they have 49 lots that they have can give you permits to build summer homes on. And so I was talking a little bit about those homes out there and how that the only way you can get out to Star Island is by boat. And so my familiarity with boats is a little different. I didn't go out on sailboats growing up. The only time we actually went out on boats was to set nets and also to go racing. That's when we would go out on boats. And so these tourists that come up and they live on Star Island in the summer, they use the water in different ways to have fun on it, their idea of fun. And so their homes are different, and our knowledge of those homes and those people out there is not well known, we as Ojibwe people. But the Ojibwe people, we know our own history and we know what kind of homes we lived in. And I'm going to share again, going back to around 1916, the stories my mom told me about living out on Lake Andrusia on the allotment land out there that her family owned. And so I want to remind you again this, that in 1979, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe passed a resolution, Ordinance Number 79-9, and it declared for the housing for the Ojibwe people that the housing was unsanitary, unsafe, and overcrowded, that there was a shortage of decent, safe, and sanitary dwelling accommodations available at rents or prices which persons of low income could afford, and that this shortage of housing forced our people to occupy insanitary, unsafe, and overcrowded dwelling accommodations. You remember that. You think back about, I remember at least three of us sleeping in one bed together growing up. And in all the rooms, there was lots of people sleeping together in very few rooms. But in this resolution in 1979, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe also said that the conditions of the housing cause an increase in and spread of disease and crime and constitute a menace to health, safety, morals, and welfare, and that these conditions necessitate excessive and disproportionate expenditures of public funds for crime prevention and punishment, public health and safety protection, fire and accident prevention, and other public services and facilities. And three, that the shortage of decent, safe, and sanitary dwellings for persons of low income cannot be relieved through the operation of private enterprise. So I say again, you know, we used to own Star Island. And it was taken over in 1908 by the Chippewa National Forest. And other people who come out to live there for recreational purposes in the summertime, they live out there in their dwellings on the land that they get permits to live on. We, however, in 1979, this is what was being recognized about housing needs on our own reservation, about the housing being unsafe and overcrowded. And so in 1952, my family lived in two houses out on the allotment land on Lake Andrusia past the Prince of Peace graveyard. And I talked about, it was out there, there was a two-story house that was clapboard walled. I remember them because we moved into one in Cass Lake that was the same way, gray clapboard walls. And my mother remembers living out on this land when she was a little girl. Mama Iban was born in 1916. And she was 7 years old after that first summer home was built on Star Island. My Mama Iban Dorothy Howard remembers her siblings being born out there. Two of them were twins. And Mom talked about it being so cold in that house when they were born that the twins were put in a warmed up wood stove oven to keep them warm. And both of those twins died. They were born at home. Mama Iban's great grandma was born in 1847. She died in 1931, 3 years before the assimilation era. They called her Marie, but Mom said the Ojibwe people had trouble saying their R's, and so they would say Mani, Mani. On documents, I've also seen her name written as Marie. She was born on the Red Cliff Reservation in northern Wisconsin, and the family story about her is that she was raped by a white man in Red Cliff and was then banished. She traveled to the Lake Andrusia area and settled there. Her first child was born, and it said that the baby had red hair. Mani's second child was Isabel Taylor. And my mom remembers both her grandma, Isabel Taylor, and great-grandma, Mani Johnson. Mom was 15 when her great-grandma, Mani, died. Mom was 21 when her grandma, Isabel, died. So Mom shared lots of stories about them as I grew up. Both her grandma Isabel and her great-grandma Mani lived out there in a second house that had once been a chicken coop. A chicken coop had been remodeled to provide a home for the two grandmothers. These were the kind of buildings we were living in. Isabel Taylor was known to the universe as Giwitagishikokwe, woman going around in a circle in the day or sky. And Isabel was born in 1871 and died in 1937, 3 years after the assimilation era ended and the Indian reorganization era began in 1934. Her husband, Isabel's husband, was a Red Laker, Giwitagishig. His name in English was Stephen Taylor. And they don't know when he was born, but he lived to 1937. And his name also is noted in the records as being Giwitagishig, meaning going around in the day or sky. Anyway, my Mama Iban, she died 2 years ago at the age of 97. Her family, who lived out in those two old houses on Lake Andrusia, had a difficult life. They were not rich as that politician Henry Rice promised us in 1889 when we agreed to the Allotment Act, that we would become the richest Indians in the U.S. Mom's mother was Nancy Taylor Droulard. In the universe, she was known as Wabashki Benes. The name has to do with white bird. Nancy, my grandmother, was born in 1889. And died in 1952 when I was 6 months old. She died of cancer. She had seven children, of which only three survived. And so, a little bit about the houses that the Ojibwe people lived in and compared to the houses that the summer homes that people lived in out on Star Island. And I'll continue to talk about our homes, my family, and experiences, and just comparing that to what happened with the Ojibwe people compared to the tourists who come up here in the summer and who were living on Star Island. Miigwech bisandawi eg miigwech miu.